Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Thursday. It's the opening of the NFL season. What a matchup. Green Bay Packers, Seattle Seahawks. The battle of the two elite quarterbacks, Russell Wilson against Aaron Rodgers. Marshawn Lynch, the big-time running back, against star linebacker Clay Matthews. And the burning question, what kind of game will the referees call? There are the new rules about pass defense, quote, the Legion of Doom Seattle rules. In 50 preseason games, NFL officials called 311 pass interference penalties in the exhibition games. What do they do tonight? Will there be a sea of penalty flags? On the field, Chargers went through another full practice, a heavy-duty practice, preparing for Monday night's opener in Arizona. The injured Manti Te'o, Sean Lissamore, Lawrence Guy, all on the defense, all practiced second day in a row. A lot of storylines around the NFL. The Dallas Cowboys do it. They sign free agent Rams defensive end Michael Sam, the gay linebacker, and put him on the practice squad. At the press conference late yesterday, Cowboy coach Jason Garrett said this is all about football. He can play. But then the Cowboys promptly put up on their website his uniform jersey number 46 to sell. Who sells a jersey of a guy on a practice squad? In Denver, Wes Welker, in total denial and defiance mode, the aftermath of the four-game drug suspension, said he never took anything illegal. He's of the opinion the NFL drug testing system is flawed. Welker met with his teammates yesterday and apologized. Meanwhile, Denver coach John Fox, visibly upset, for the third year in a row, he's lost a starter at the beginning of the season because of a drug suspension. Not everybody is siding with Wes Welker. Tom Brady, the New England quarterback, a longtime friend and former teammate, refused to talk about Welker aside from saying he did what he did, saying it's opening weekend of the season, it's not time to be friends with anybody. What an afternoon in San Francisco, a very bad heated exchange between 49er coach Jim Harbaugh and the media over the fact the Niners are continuing to let defensive tackle Ray McDonald practice. He, of course, has been charged with felony domestic abuse. Harbaugh started to lecture the media, which peppered him with questions for more than 20 minutes. Harbaugh stood up and said, "Who here does not believe in due process?" Nobody answered. Harbaugh says, "I need facts, I need information before I'm going to take discipline action against him." In Buffalo, former Indianapolis Colt defensive end Jerry Hughes goes public ripping his former owner Jim Irsay, saying the NFL suspension of six games and $500,000 is not enough for a man that was involved with illegal drugs. In Cleveland, ESPN analyst Merrill Hodge has ripped quarterback Johnny Manziel, calling him a juvenile punk and saying he'll flame out in the National Football League, will amount to nothing, saying he's got no skills, he's all hype, and he's all entertainment. Weird story in Oakland. The Oakland City Council has evidently reached a deal with the Raiders on an agreement to build a new $900 million football stadium on the Coliseum site. They've given the land to Mark Davis, and evidently Coliseum City, a consortium of investors, will pay for it. Fans in the city will not have to. In Buffalo, three groups are now finalists in the bidding for the Buffalo Bills franchise, included one of the groups now invited to make the final formal bid, New Jersey entrepreneur Donald Trump. Major League Baseball, Padres lost to the Diamondbacks last night 6-1. Donny Peralta had an RBI triple, an RBI single. Padres got burned on an instant replay at home plate in which the D-backs scored a run when it looked like the runner was out, and the Padres then proceeded to botch up a rundown play at third base that led to a big rally. Ian Kennedy starts with the Padres tonight, final game of that series. Meanwhile, the Padres put out a fire. They signed two-year contract extensions to keep their AAA club in El Paso, AA club in San Antonio. There had been reports everywhere this week other teams were going to win and steal the working agreement in El Paso. Bad day for the Dodgers. They lose a big lead to the Washington Nationals. Washington comes back and wins in 14 innings on an Adam LaRoche two-run home run. Dodger bullpen led by closer Kenley Jansen gave up eight runs in that game yesterday. Dodgers, meanwhile, are walking out of their working agreement in Albuquerque after a long tradition, saying they can't develop pitchers in the high altitude. They're going to relocate their AAA farm club to Oklahoma City. Tough day for the Angels. Nobody can explain this. They lose to the Houston Astros again last night, second loss in a row. Chris Carter hits a home run and a two-run home run for the Halos, but the Angels still have a four-and-a-half-game lead over Oakland. The Athletics are in a total state of collapse. A couple of other baseball notes. The Atlanta Braves pennant hopes take a big dash. Justin Upton, power-hitting outfielder, goes down last night with a bruised tricep. The Cubs season is over. First baseman Anthony Rizzo gone for the year with a back. Now they lose their shortstop Starlin Castro. Rest of the season, severe ankle injury last night. Yankees have lost outfielder Martin Prieto. He goes down with a hamstring injury. Tony Bosch, the guy in the middle of the drug dealing, the steroids, the HGH, ran the Biogenesis Clinic, will appear in court October 16th, will be sentenced to between 2 and 10 years in prison for what he did in Major League Baseball. In basketball, the Sporting News says San Diego State is ranked 16th in the nation in their preseason college basketball poll. Memorial service in hockey in Montreal for longtime Boston Bruins defenseman Carol Vadnais. The defenseman passed away after a bitter fight with cancer. He lost his wife just a couple of years ago to the same disease. Phil Esposito, the icon Boston goal scorer, brought the house down, telling the story of when he first met Vadnais. Espo told the people in the church, "How am I going to tell my wife my roommate on the road's name is Carol?" In golf, U.S. Ryder Cup team named Tom Watson chooses Keegan Bradley, Hunter Mahan, and Webb Simpson to fill out the Ryder Cup team. U.S. Open tennis, unbelievable match. It went till 1:30 in the morning. Novak Djokovic won a slugfest against former Wimbledon star Andy Murray, a four-set match that went more than 3.5 hours. In one game, there were 30 shots. In soccer, terrible story in the Ukraine. The World Cup headquarters of the Ukrainian team has been seized by Russian rebels as the war continues in Kiev. The tennis facilities and their building were also bombed by mortars. And the horse racing season is over at Del Mar, a terribly sad season. 16 horses put down. Betting handle was down by $38 million. Attendance was down by 6%. And they, of course, had to close the turf course twice because of problems with horses getting injured. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Thursday.